attacks on the group's communication devices, which he called a severe blow that crossed a red line. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged restraint from France, where he was meeting with the French Foreign Ministry.
France and the United States are united in calling for restraint and urging de-escalation when it comes to the Middle East in general, and when it comes to Lebanon in particular. We continue to work to get a ceasefire for Gaza over the finish line.
The attacks on Hezbollah's communications equipment killed 37 people and wounded around 3,000. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied being behind the attacks, but says their military actions will continue and that they have entered a new phase of war. Palestinian construction workers who were previously employed in Israel before losing their work permits after October 7th have turned to greenhouses to earn money. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
Mazen Abu Jaish is among the roughly 200,000 Palestinian residents of the occupied West Bank who had crossed daily into Israel to work, but that was before October 7th, 2023. In the wake of the Hamas attack on Israeli communities and the subsequent war in Gaza, Abu Jaish and hundreds of thousands like him lost their work permits. Faced with unemployment and no end in sight to the brutal war in Gaza, Abu Jaish has turned to greenhouses to replace his lost income.
This will become more common. In the end, everyone is looking for a source of income and everyone is going to farm.
A report from the International Labor Organization this week projected unemployment in the West Bank and Gaza rising above 50%. The loss of wages has compounded the economic impact of the war in Gaza and unrest in the West Bank.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The proceeds of frozen Russian assets will be allocated to meet Ukraine's urgent humanitarian needs for this winter, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday.
100 million euros for repair works and renewables, and these 100 million euros come from the proceeds of the immobilized Russian assets in the European Union. Because it is only right that Russia pays for the destruction it caused. We know that more is needed, so we must keep transferring part of the proceeds from immobilized Russian assets to Ukraine's energy resilience.
A senior Russian lawmaker on Thursday said that Ukrainian strikes on Russia with Western weapons would lead to nuclear war and that Moscow's response would be tough with more powerful weapons. The Associated Press has found that rampant adoption fraud has separated generations of South Korean children from their families. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A new AP investigation in collaboration with Frontline has found that the South Korean and Western governments worked alongside adoption agencies to supply demand for adoptable babies, despite evidence many were being procured through unquestionable means. In dozens of cases AP examined, it found children were kidnapped. Parents claimed they were told their newborns were too sick to survive, only to have them shipped away. Documents were fabricated, leading to anguished reunions later with the wrong people. The investigation was based on interviews with more than 80 adoptees and drew on more than 100 information requests and thousands of pages of documents. I'm Karen Chamas.
Residents of Nigeria's flood-hit Maiduguri say some canoe owners who had volunteered to transport people for free are now charging steep fares. David Doyle has more.
When floodwaters swept through the northeastern city last week, turning roads into rivers, canoe owners volunteered to move residents to safety. Vehicles remain unable to move in many parts, creating a reliance on boats. But some, like flood survivor Baba Ali Minor, said residents now face steep fares to move their belongings.
We like taking advantage of people's situation. You understand? And some of them has been exploiting to that extent, but some will get it at a lower price, but they do collect money, honestly.
The floods are the worst to hit Nigeria's Borno state in three decades. They were unleashed when a dam wall burst, following heavy rains that have also caused floods in several other parts of Western Central Africa.
David Doyle for Reuters. Hunter Biden, the son of U.S. President Joe Biden, will be sentenced on December 4th after he was found guilty of making false statements on a gun background check and illegally possessing a firearm, according to a court order on Thursday. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.